Can you give me a bit of a background as to why this centre might be closing?
Yeah, the I don't know if you know, but the centre was a church which was in use until the late 1970s, and then it basically fell into disuse to the extent that vandals were burning pews in the church. A bunch of people basically got together and over a period of about 10 years essentially saved it, and in 1995 it became the Landmark Arts Centre as a sort of charity. And for 25 years we've been running extremely well, doing a whole host of things. We don't get any funding whatsoever, so what we have to live on is the ticket sales of the classes and the concerts and the various things that we actually do. And so we were looking forward to the 25th of May to marking the 25th anniversary. Of course, we've had to close. And with no money coming in, financially things begin to unwind very, very fast. And essentially, a few weeks ago, we looked at it and it seemed that we had enough money to keep us going until May. But after that, we just have to shut up shop and start laying off staff and closing down.
So what are you trying to do to save it? What steps have you taken?
What we've done so far, we've got a team of four staff. Three of them are on the government furlough scheme. We've obviously closed the actual physical place. We've cut bills to the minimum, but we still have things like insurance cover to pay every month and the IT costs. We've kept the centre manager on as a member of staff because we need her to actually help us to keep it alive. 10 days ago, we sent a letter to 3,000 people on our mailing list and 300 of our members, and we also did some mail shots. Social media has been very, very useful, and that's given us a fantastic response. We've had about 300 people who've basically given enough funds to enable us to keep going to the end of August, which is fantastic. I'd like to thank them all very, very much, but we're just a wee bit short because we were hoping to get the 10 or the £25,000 grant from the sort of government, but we understand last week that we don't qualify for that. So we were rather banking on getting that £25,000, and if that's not going to happen, we need to bridge that gap, essentially. So we are basically asking anyone to please give us whatever you can. I know it's a difficult time because every charity in the land is currently facing similar sorts of things. But anything that we can do to make sure that when this dreadful virus and the sort of lockdown has gone, that there's still an art centre there that people can take advantage of. And as I say, those three choirs, the orchestra, the artist groups, the four fairs we do every year, the sort of concert hall side of it, it's still going to be there for people who will be desperate, I think, to come out of their homes and take part in something live.
Tell me a bit about the importance of the Arts Centre in the community.
Well, we have a footfall, i.e. people coming into the place, of about 30,000 every year. So in last financial year, we had 505 people took part in the performances at over 30 concerts that we did. We do art fairs three or four times a year, so 597 local small one-man bands were showcased there, and that provides a fantastic platform for them to sort of sell their goods. There aren't many places of our size that can host those sorts of things. So if we're not there, they will find it more and more difficult to sell their art or their paintings or their sort of jewellery or their other crafts. We've got an orchestra who is based there and plays 3 or 4 concerts a year. We put on about 20 classes every week, and those classes are on a variety of arts and crafts. Some take place during the day, some take place in the late afternoon, so people can still go to work. And all that's going to be gone, essentially. As I say, there aren't many places that have the space to actually sort of host these things.
So tell me a bit about the reaction that people have been giving you as you're in this terrible situation.
Yeah, well, as I say, 25 years ago, a group of local folk got together and sort of saved it. That was a long time ago, but I'm thrilled that actually people have a lot of love for the place still. So many people probably don't know what goes on there, but those that do probably love it, and they're knocked out by the huge size of it, by the fantastic roof that we've got. And as I say, we've had over 300 people have actually made a contribution, and that ranges from a few pounds up to 4-figure sums. So, you know, we are thrilled that clearly we are doing something right that people love and they want to actually keep.
So what's something that we could be looking forward to if the centre is able to stay open?
That's a very good question. So the lead time to for us to sort of get a seasonal programme is a couple of months. So what we'd be looking for, assuming we're going to open in the autumn again, of course nobody knows that at this point in time, is to put on some of the things that we've had to cancel, like the arts fairs, the textile fair we had to cancel at about a week's notice. It seems a long way away, but we've got Christmas coming up, and we have a fantastic event every year called Sparkle, which attracts thousands of folk to buy their Christmas gifts. So if we can't do that, that's going to be a real loss. There's also sold-out Christmas carol concerts. We normally do a couple of nights' worth. As I said, we've got 3 choirs which are currently looking at can they do it in a virtual way. In fact, the men's group actually is going to be starting on a virtual basis. We've got orchestras. We're trying to get some really good bands in. We've talked about the silent disco, which sounds quite good fun. Those sorts of things, as well as starting the adult educational events and the classes that we have.
Well, that's definitely something to look forward to. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
That's a pleasure. Well, I would love people to look at the Landmark Arts Centre website and to look at what we would have done to celebrate our 25th. It's all there still. It's just that it's got a big sign on it saying cancelled. So one thing we are thinking of doing is on the 25th of May, which is 25/5/2020, that marks our 25th anniversary, and we'll be looking to do a whole suite of things around that theme to get people excited. But thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Martin.